Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
A recent report revealed that almost no one is passing South Africa's newly introduced learner's license test, raising serious concerns about driver education, road safety, and the way new motorists are being prepared. The updated testing system is intended to improve road knowledge and reduce fraud, but the exceptionally low pass rate has left many questioning whether either it's become too difficult or whether it is exposing a long-standing shortcoming in driver training. To help us understand what is going on here, we're joined by Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive Officer at Master Drive. Eugene, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. This is a real concern that only something like 2 out of 10 people are passing this test. What's happening here?
Morning, Howard, and morning to the listeners. You know, let me just give you, I've got three emotions. One, shock. Two, well, what could you expect? And three, it's a sad indictment on the fact that people out there know little about what they should do, which is going to be driving a vehicle for the rest of their life. If I can just maybe back up a little bit, and I know there's going to be a lot of poor people in the Western Cape province at the moment, because they won't be taking bribes. They won't be able to take extra money for doing things that they could get people to slip through the system. But maybe if we just look at it from a pragmatic point of view, you know, in other parts of the world, driver's education, which helps them to understand the basic things, etc., is one step in the process of getting them ready to drive. So the learner's license that we call it here is just another step in the process. But I'm of the opinion that many who, because of what has happened in the past, go for a test thinking, oh no, this is simple because all my friends passed. But what they don't necessarily know is that their friends paid, or there was gratuities passed in order for them to get through. So there's got to be an attitude of accepting responsibility for privileges that you want to enjoy in life.
So what does that really mean? I mean, I remember when we were younger, it really was pretty easy. And I remember a friend of mine failed because somebody told her passing your learner's license is like passing a blood test, and you don't learn for a blood test, and she failed. But today it really is a lot more difficult. So is it about the content, or is it about the way in which these questions are being presented? Because that is often part of a problem.
Yeah, I must just listen. Let's be a little bit cautious about when we say when we took our test, all right?
Okay,
because
fine.
That maybe
tells fair
people
enough, fair
when
enough.
We got our license.
When people but we know took
the
their tests, yeah.
And I'm going to exaggerate a bit. Let's assume that you and I had 100 questions or 100 different road signs.
Mm-hmm.
Today, there's probably 10 times that amount. I'm exaggerating again. So yes, there is more things to learn and to study. But given the fact that, and I know that if I had to take my test, and it's a horrible admission, I probably would fail it.
Right.
Because there are road signs there that you and I never see on the road, so therefore they just pass away and they go into a state of oblivion. So yes, it is a little bit more challenging because there are more road signs, etc. But you know what, given the fact that there's so many more things that we can use to learn, test ourselves, look what the internet does, there's dummy tests that you can run. So I don't think that we should use that as an excuse for the failure. I think we must get down to the bottom that there was a lot of things that were being done in an underhanded manner, and therefore we were releasing drivers onto our roads that were ill-equipped, ill-informed, and didn't have the capacity to share the road with you and I. And that is part of the reason why we have these massive fatalities. I also just want to add something else in. When we were around, which is probably only 10 years ago, we didn't have things like Uber, where we had to actually really work hard at getting our license because we wanted independence. Yeah, you can get around and do all the things needed without having to worry about that. And also given the fact that some of those new learners have driven in the back of a taxi who are obviously, we know, have a blatant disregard for the law. So how do you reconcile what the sign says with what the driver that you're accompanying is actually doing in quite in contrast?
So what is the way forward here? How does this change? Okay. I mean, do we start introducing driver education at school, for example, as they do in some countries overseas? Do we, you know, what is the answer? Because driving is a critical aspect, especially in a country where we don't have particularly good public transport. Yes, as you mentioned, we've got Uber, but still, driving is often a gateway to employment.
Absolutely. And if I can just pick up on 2 points that you've made, driver's ed is a key factor. If you look in the United States and in, we're not a first world country, but we're not too far behind first world countries, where they have a standard that a person gets exposed to that. And let me tell you how some of the right of entry paths that they've got to go through is not just going for a test and now you've got a license. You've got to go through a graduation system. So we do know that the revamp of the K-53 system has been on the cards for a long time. But you know that our driver's licenses, and by the way, they'll be going to be extended to 8 years in the not too distant future.
Good.
So yes, there's driver's ed. There's also the fact that if we can eliminate the corruption that's associated with it, with the current system, and Western Cape is now sorted to a degree. Mm. But what about the other provinces, the other 8 provinces that we've got? The sooner we can get that, I do think it will contribute significantly toward the reduction in crashes. But if I can just give you another caveat, you know, the auto system, the demerit system when it finally comes in, that's been kicked into touch for a while, you will lose your license. But you know, here's the irony. One of the things that it says that if you're driving without a license, you get a demerit point. So the number of people out there who will just think, well, what the hell, let me drive without a license. And if I get caught, I get caught. The worst that can happen is I can get a demerit point. So I think the attitude of the driving public, and the other point that you so rightly made, it's a passport to a job. If people realize that, and I think we see very good things happening in the corporate space, companies are empowering their drivers or their staff, helping them get licenses so that they can grow and get better experience and be more employable. So there are good things happening. I don't want to focus all on the bad things, but let's accept Western Cape setting the example, eliminate the corruption, make sure that when you get a license, you're capable of driving and you know the rules of the road.
Absolutely right. And a few of you commenting on the fact that you too would not pass it. It's this whole new digital system. The questions might be ambiguous. It needs to be dealt with from all sorts of angles. That is where we leave it. Eugene Herbert, thank you as always.